Oh, life is good. I just look around this room and I think, life is good. Welcome to our Concert Club members. Thank you for being here today. We really appreciate you. We appreciate our engineers who are going to mix this, Cliff Hargrove and Joel Chadwick. No pressure, you guys. I'm Jody Denberg, and we have a stage full of wonderful musicians and human beings ready to make a joyful noise and get you ready for their show tomorrow night at the Barracuda with Mopac and Los Coast. The solo album is called Sweet Unknown. Seems like just months we were together during South by Southwest, but we're back together again and live on the KUTX airwaves. Please welcome Erica Wennerstrom.
The jungle, the fear.
KUTX 98.9, Erica Wennerstrom and her band Extraordinary Love is on Erica's solo record, Sweet Unknown. And the band's playing tomorrow night at the Barracuda and tonight for our friends in San Antonio. You just walk in the room and lay this extraordinary love on us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me here.
I was reading about the experiences making this record, and you allude in that song to your trips to the Amazon and Big Bend. And that song is just so big. And I was wondering, like, did you have a light bulb go off on your trips and then go, I want to try and express this in song? How did that song manifest?
I think self-love is something the whole world could use a little more of. Yeah, I think Anthony Bourdain today.
Yeah.
I feel a little emotional thinking about it.
No, me too, walking in here. But the song, the sonics of the song, so big. Did you write the song and then go, okay, when you went in the studio, we need to make this sound big? And then how did you make that happen? Is it more intuitive than that?
I think I generally have a very clear picture of the vibe I'm going for. It usually just kind of hits me. I was out at Big Bend actually when that song came to me and Marfa. And I still had a lot of lyrics to go, and I came back and I was doing these daily walks on Town Lake. And the rest of the song just kind of unfolded. But I think all along I kind of pictured the vibe of the music, you know, this like heavy. I was actually very inspired by Pink Floyd for the chorus.
Yeah.
And quite a bit of the album, actually. Yeah.
Obviously, these songs are a little more personal than the songs you did on much of the Heartless Bastards catalog, if you will. I think there was 5 albums. So did you feel like you couldn't bring songs this personal to the band you were in for so long?
The Heartless Bastards has been through a couple of different lineup changes. But I've had the same consistent team since 2008 when we started touring live on the Mountain, the third album. And I just feel like I've worked with the same team for so long. And when they wanted a break, I just thought maybe I'll do this one under my name. And it didn't feel right to do another album under that name while they're taking a break, you know? So I guess we've been working together for about a decade now. So, so that's kind of, why.
And a decade's about how long you've been living in Austin now? 10, 11
years? Yeah, I moved here in November of 2017. Yeah.
So 2007. And so...
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I watched you during South by Southwest, not only at the Luck reunion, but at you did a broadcast for KUTX. And I thought, okay, the record's about to come out. I think it came out the 23rd of March. Then what happens the last 10 weeks? Like, what's your life been like since you put out this record?
Oh, wow. Well, I just flew from Oslo, Norway, yesterday.
Wow.
We've been all over the place. We did... the East Coast. We did some dates opening for the Drive-By Truckers and some headline dates. And then we just were out on the West Coast. And then Lauren and I did a duo tour, which actually Aaron, who's playing bass here, was also playing with the group that we toured over in Europe with. So the three of us just flew. And we did a sort of a stripped down set in Europe with Josh T. Pearson, who also lives locally now.
Yeah. So it sounds like hard work, but rewarding work.
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely love what I do, and I'm grateful that I'm still doing it after all these years. So.
Well, and I got to watch you play these songs, I think even before they came out, at 3:10. Maybe it was Robin Hitchcock's show, I forget.
But oh, yeah. Yeah, with, I'm blanking out on their name, but yeah.
And it was great.
Dream Syndicate, that's what it was.
Yeah, oh, Dream Syndicate.
Thank you.
And it was great hearing the song stripped down, but this band is just incredible, and they'll be with you tomorrow night at the Barracuda, so let me introduce them before we do another song.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Smith on drums, thank you for being here. Aaron McClellan on bass. My old friend Carla Manzor on backing vocals. And Lauren, whose last name I'm going to try. Gergiolo?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And Lauren, that guitar playing on the last song, just amazing. Erica Wennerstrom's our guest. The new solo album is Sweet Unknown. And maybe you could set up this next song for us.
Sure. Yeah, the song is called Time. I was trying to think of a few words on it, but I think being live, I draw blanks. So here's the song. I guess the song will speak for itself. Yeah.
You're listening to Erica Wennerstrom and her band. That song is Time from the new album Sweet Unknown. And you guys have a nice safe trip to San Antonio and have a good gig tonight.
Thank you.
And then we'll see you back here in Austin tomorrow night. Nice triple bill, too, at the Barracuda with Mopac and Los Coast. And Erica and the band are going to stick around because we've got our multimedia crew here, and they'll put it on video, and we can have a third song on our website. So thanks to them, Gabriel Perez and Eddie Gaspar, and to our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott. And thanks, y'all, for being here to kick off the weekend in fine fashion. We appreciate you. I'm Jody Denberg, Erica Wennerstrom on KUTX.
Thank you.